Hi, this is Gina.
And this is Ricky.
And you're listening to episode 2
of Foul Monkeys.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. We got comments. We got comments.
Oh, yeah.
We got comments. Gina, we have comments.
Yes, wow. Hello, people.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Episode 2.
Yes, wow.
And we're on iTunes now.
Yay, we are the shit now.
For real. Well, we like I said, we do have some comments, and we got a couple actually from the website,
yes,
from my live journal, and also from iTunes.
Alrighty.
So, Gina, you can read the comment from the website.
Okay, we have one from Gaze OK. Thank you so much for posting us. It's great podcast. It had me cracking up, and I loved the Radford flashback. Thanks for sharing, and now that you're on iTunes, I can listen to you to anywhere.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
So then we go over to my live journal,
yeah,
and a good friend of mine named Nick from Sebastian, Florida, said, listen to your podcast, fucking hilarious. Just wanted you to know that I plan on having every one of your illegitimate children eventually, and your crazy-ass queer fucking podcast sealed the deal. Love, Nick. And then we also had another comment from Roy, who also has, or is a co-host of a podcast called Bear Podcast, and he says, you have an official subscriber. And then also another person said, you two big girls.
Aww.
And then our very first review in iTunes.
Yay.
Please go ahead, John. Oh, you want me to read it?
Yes, please.
Okay,
I'll do that.
It's also from Gaze OK. He went into iTunes, downloaded the podcast.
Yes.
Let me get my shit straight.
He is so great. Thank you so much. We love you. I'll have your child one of these days.
Oh, China. So slutty over iTunes.
Just get me all wet.
Damn.
You know what happened last night? Whenever we found out that we got on iTunes, how wet I got.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. You didn't tell me, and I didn't see that.
That's true. I was at home. But yes, I got wet when we found out that we were finally on iTunes.
Okay, thanks, Gina. That's
more than you wanted to know.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
So anyway, let's get to this comment. This is also from Gaze OK, and he did a Foul Monkeys review in iTunes. He said, fresh, new, never worn podcast from the land where the only wildlife you have to watch out for is the neighborhood alligator who likes to eat your pet for brunch. Rick and Gina, pronounced Jai-na, mesh well together, that it's hard to believe that they're rookies in podcasting. Check it out. Thank you, Gaze OK. We really, really enjoy that.
Yes, thank you so much. And yes, we are very new at this.
Very.
We're still virgins. Podcast-wise.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say I kind of lost that a few years ago. Jesus Christ,
mine was... I think I come out with a lost cherry.
Fred Flintstone?
Yes.
Okay. So how old were you when you got sweaty for Jesus?
When I got sweaty for Jesus?
Uh-huh.
I think it was... I would say I was in my teens, I know.
Yeah, I think
I don't know exactly when.
Aaron, I was like 15.
Right,
you know, sweaty for Jesus.
Oh. Yes.
Gina, do you know what is grosser than gross?
No. What?
Walking into the bathroom at our work to every urinal and seeing that the last person did not flush the fucking urinal.
Yeah, or pissed everywhere on it.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but it's fucking disgusting as hell.
I mean, I hear the women talk about how gross their bathrooms are, and ours are pretty clean compared to theirs because they're always talking about, you know, stuff wiped everywhere.
They
got, you know, pads hanging from the wall and all that stuff.
And on the floor, and
but
ew.
Why would you want to go into the urinal and piss in someone else's piss? That's fucking gross.
And first of all, I'd like to know those people who do that, how often their mom comes around and flushes the toilet for them.
Right, because if they can't do it their own selves, there's a problem.
And how nasty is the one at home, especially if they don't flush it at home?
You know what's even worse? Okay, first of all, I don't like to shit in a public bathroom.
Me either.
I don't like going to work and taking a shit in there.
No, it's like put down toilet paper.
Right.
everything.
But when you sit down and you look up and the first thing you see are like 50 boogers plastered to the wall. What the fuck is that?
What is obsession with men in that? What the fuck?
There's boogers everywhere. I don't get it.
I mean, I can see the writing on the wall. I love that. Bathroom wall what? Writing.
Oh,
I
love yeah. That. But not with
boogers.
Mucus and boogers and shit. And
oh, what is that? Who's going to stick their finger up their ass and put shit on the wall?
The women tell me all the time at work that they'll go into a stall and one of the women took out like their tampons and rubbed the blood on the side of the wall from their finger. Is that fucking gross or what?
Ew. Are they like making a deposit or what? Or leaving a mark?
Ooh, I don't know. It's
gross. Oh my
god,
is that how women mark their territory?
I mean,
their blood?
Okay, you know, you have the person that comes in and cleans. This is another thing. The person that comes in and cleans the bathroom while I am in there taking a shit.
I know, right?
She is a Spanish woman that doesn't, you know, speak English, but she's in there changing the trash,
cleaning
the other toilets while I'm sitting there pinching my shit off because I don't want to make a noise while she's in there.
Who the hell wants to walk into the bathroom here? I mean, God bless the men that can do that, but this girl's not one of those ones that can sit in a public bathroom knowing there's someone else in the fucking stall or somewhere around and let my gas
just
free.
Right, and when
or
I
have
just
runny
don't...
shit, oh, uh-uh, hell no, can't do it. But these people, they...
Right, there's the people, fuck? I'll go into the bathroom, and there's this guy going, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, my God,
no.
Oh! And he's like, oh, what the fuck are you passing?
I know, right?
Damn.
No, it's like, what the fuck?
I don't know what the deal is with that. But every time I go in there, I laugh when I hear someone like that.
Oh, hell yes.
Because I know when I'm in the bathroom and I accidentally let one rip while I'm sitting on the toilet,
or
someone's laughing at me.
Or even worse, if you're right in the middle of letting it go because there's no one in the bathroom and someone fucking walks in and you gotta cut that shit off.
Right, and then you're like, oh, God.
And
oh
they
God.
Know you did, too.
And your ass is about to explode everywhere. That's just gross.
And what's even funny, I don't understand this, and if someone can happen to maybe a doctor or whatever write and, you know, email us this, but why is it if you have to shit really bad and you're going to the bathroom and you're like kind of okay, but as soon as your eyes see that fucking toilet,
you can't get your pants down
out.
Fast enough.
Exactly.
I've been there and I have done that. What? I haven't shit my pants.
What the fuck is
I've
up
I've come
with that?
To the point where...
You're fighting to get that shit down.
I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have worn a belt today.
I was like, oh fuck, I'm fixing shit all over myself. Oh shit. And God forbid the toilet look all dirty and shit, and you're like, oh God, I gotta clean this motherfucker first.
That has so happened to me before. I've had to use the bathroom so bad because I tried to hold it because I don't want to use it at work.
Oh, hell
and
no.
Then,
yes.
Then I had to go, and then I walk in the toilet I'm about to go into. Right. I'm all excited because I'm about to go, and there's no one in there. And I look in the toilet, and there's like a 12-foot turd in there.
Oh, that is so disgusting. What the fuck is that? You can't flush the goddamn toilet. Okay, piss is one thing, but I agree. I've been in that bathroom before, and you walk in, and there's a big
log. It's the small one where the three people, four or five people can use
the
restroom in there.
Not the huge one.
But it's small enough, so if someone's taking a shit, it, like, ruins the whole room.
It's gross.
And but then you can go to the big one.
Yes.
And that's fine. I mean, if there's someone else in there, you can get away with that.
Right.
But... That small one, hell to the no.
And what's even worse than that is if you go in the bathroom and someone's in there washing your hand, you walk in one of the stalls and they just shit. And
the
odor is
warm.
Still there. Yes, and the seat's still warm. How
thanks,
nasty
Bob.
Does that feel? Ooh, thank you for free warm.
No,
the
what's even worse is people that leave the bathroom without washing their hands.
I know.
That happens every time.
Especially as nasty as those bathrooms. I mean, if it's a clean, clean bathroom, and you piss, okay, somewhat.
That's why when I go to wash my hands, I pull out my paper towels, turn on the water, wash my hands, pull off the paper towel, dry it, turn off the water, then I walk out and I use the paper towel to open up the door.
I should probably actually start doing that because
you
better start wearing some fucking gloves to work.
You know what? I should have brought up some information online to tell you about what all the funky shit you can get off of a doorknob.
Oh, believe me, I know. I've seen those shows.
That's
disgusting. It's so fucking disgusting. Ugh. We are a disgusting people.
Oh,
we
not
are
we.
So disgusting.
You have a mouse in your pocket because
I'm talking
we.
About as a human race.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. So that is our rant about bathrooms. I hope it didn't gross anyone out. And if you have an experience about a bathroom,
yes, please,
please, please, please, please email begging. Us and let us know about it.
And we will read the shit on the air, please. Or if you don't want it read on the air, just write on there. Please do not read on the air.
Or just don't put your name, but make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Yes, please. We're begging you. Fuck you, bitch! Use a turn signal next time, fucker.
You alright, Gina?
You know what I hate about Florida drivers?
What do you hate?
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. Either the ones that don't use a turn signal or the one that use a fucking turn signal and they take fucking 10 years just to make a goddamn turn.
Or they have the right signal on and then take a left.
Yes. Oh, that's just beautiful. Or the ones that are on the right-hand lane and take a left-hand turn.
Right.
What the fuck?
What about Florida drivers in the rain? How do you feel about that, China?
Oh, my God. It's like whenever they turn, when the rain turns on, it's like instant stupidity.
Yeah, well, I know the first time I was ever in a Florida downpour,
mm-hmm.
I was on I-4 coming home from Tampa.
Oh, before. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
And it poured fucking gallons of water. I could not see shit. But you know what? I was still going like 55 miles an hour because I can drive in water.
Oh, yes.
But apparently people in Florida can't do that because as soon as the wind blows, they want to like put their fucking brakes on.
So, oh shit! Brake! Brake! Brake!
Oh my God! It's 5 miles an hour.
No! Oh my God! A water drop just hit my windshield. I gotta put the brake on.
I didn't understand it because people were like slamming on their brakes, and I saw people fishtailing. I saw an accident happen, and then I just had to like pull off the side of the road, take a big deep breath because I thought I was gonna die that day.
And what about these motherfuckers at Rubberneck?
That's really bad in Florida.
A fucking accident. Good God, they slow down for it.
Right. And okay, you know what? I-4 is 3-4 lanes wide now?
Yeah,
on each side.
Yes.
And so if there's an accident going towards Tampa, the people leaving Tampa, which is what? It could be up to 7 lanes away.
Yes.
Are trying to look at the accident and the traffic is backed up. Horrible.
Because they want to see the fucking accident.
Or because someone has a speeding ticket. I've seen it before. Someone has a speeding ticket.
Oh,
they
yes.
see a police officer. They all slow the fuck down. And that is just annoying as hell.
And the other ones that annoy me... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and with all the construction in Polk County on I-4, these fuckers need to keep driving and stop looking at shit.
I know. You never seen a caterpillar before? Oh my God, get the fuck out. Park somewhere and go look at it. Jesus Christ.
A caterpillar.
Sweat for Jesus, bitch.
We've decided that because... Apparently, everyone that has listened to our show loves the sweat for Jesus comment. I mean, they just love it. I think it's from the pilot episode, right?
Yes, it is.
And so, like our friend Ryan, who we let him listen to the show, and he said, oh, I gotta be on the show. I gotta be on the show. He loves the sweat for Jesus comment. Yes. All he kept saying was, sweat for Jesus! Sweat for Jesus! So I think it may be something that we bring into our show. I think we're going to talk to Ryan, me, Eddie, and Ryan. We're going to get together, and we're going to come up with a song called Sweat for Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm not for sure what all is going to be in it, but I'm pretty sure it'll probably be funny.
I really
don't know who's going to be singing it. That's
right.
Going to be the hard part because I don't sing unless I'm in the shower or I'm drunk dancing at the bar. But that could... We can talk about that some other time.
Yes.
We don't need to talk about how drunk I get at the bar and sing and stuff.
Right. But on the one other thing on the Florida drivers I wanted to do too also is, especially over in Tampa, and if I get hate mail, oh fucking well. The drivers, when they have a right turn on lane, what the fuck is the deal of people speeding up in that right-hand turn lane to get over in the next left lane because they don't want to fucking wait because the traffic's backed up. You make the traffic back up even fucking worse when you do that.
You know
shit.
What? Who's guilty of that? It's Kevin. Because like he'll come
Kevin.
He'll come down on South Florida and you know everybody's taking a right off South Florida.
Right.
He will drive in the left lane until the very last moment of where he has to take a right. And he's like, vroom. He's guilty. Okay, but well, you know what? It is a little faster. I mean,
well, I understand that. But when you're in a town like Tampa and you got that fucking 2 miles of traffic.
Yeah, well, of course, we're talking about Lakeland, which is like a quarter of the size. Well,
the dick.
Oh, yeah, the dick of the set of balls. Yes. I forgot about that because we live on a big dick.
Yes.
That's great.
Big dicks. So, sorry,
away.
Kevin.
Go away. Sorry.
My dog
is trying to be in the show.
Because he was one of the posters of a comment, so.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, he was like, how come no one's commenting? Well, I wonder why. No, I didn't see any people commenting. I saw two people comment.
Right.
What the hell is wrong with you guys? We asked you to comment and you can't comment? Or maybe I'm getting a little too upset.
No, I mean, if you want to tell us to fuck off, that's fine. We don't care.
Yeah, that's true. Something. Write an email and say, fuck off, Ricky.
Really?
Fuck off, Gina.
Yeah, you're fucking assholes. Cunt.
Fuck the Gina.
Yes.
Fuck the hairy Gina.
Yeah, the hairy Gina. Fuck her good.
Fuck the hairy Gina that sweats for Jesus.
Yes. Make me sweat for Jesus, baby. And now, it's Wildlife Adventures with Ricky!
Gina, you remember we were talking about the alligators and how they were removing them from the ponds or the lakes and killing them because they were eating people's animals. And,
yes, they were having...
You know, eating other people and all that crap.
Yes.
Well,
Vienna sausage, you know, stuff like that. Little wiener dogs.
Yeah. Well, today, when I was at work...
Mm-hmm.
We were having a potluck for Brandy, who was leaving.
Aw, mute Brandy.
Mute Brandy, who's going to be on the show, but she's no longer going to be working with us. Aww. But maybe she's going to be telling us some extra stories about her new job, because apparently she has to go into people's houses and install cable. So I'm
she
sure
won't
there's
be,
some gross people out there.
She won't be mute Brandy anymore?
On the show? I don't know. That's a good question. Yeah. She said that I think she's willing to talk.
Oh, is she?
I think she said for a fee, though. And we don't get paid for this.
So, fuck her.
So, if someone wants to hire us to do this,
yes,
that would be great.
We would love you for that.
Sorry, Brandy.
We can't.
You're not going to get
paid.
Paid.
We ain't getting paid. Sorry.
And I guess we won't be hearing you. But you can sit there.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. Anyway.
Although that meal we had earlier, I don't think I'll use it as a tax.
Oh, that was... as a business meal.
Yes, a business.
We had chicken wings from Hungry Howie's.
Yeah,
I don't know if... I don't think everyone has Hungry Howie's. I think it's a Florida restaurant.
Yes.
I don't think it's something. It's like a, it's a pizza place. It's kind of like Pizza Hut or somewhere like that, but they have chicken wings. But anyway, tangent.
So back to your...
Yeah, back to my wildlife adventure.
Your adventure.
I was in the break room today,
mm-hmm.
and I saw on the TV protected seals, as in sea lions.
Yes.
Protected sea lions executed for eating salmon. So I was like, what the hell? So I came home, got online, and apparently these protected sea lions in at the Bonneville Dam in California, they swim like thousands of miles up the coast of California, and then they swim 140 miles inland up to the Columbia River. And at the Columbia River, wildlife nature guys, or whatever they're called, have built a dam for the salmon to go up, lay their eggs, and I guess come back down to die, or however their life cycle
So
is.
Whore hotels for salmon.
Pretty much, yeah. They built
come
a whore
here
hotel.
And, you know, fucking...
Yeah, fuck, lay your eggs, and fucking leave, because you're a fucking whore.
Yeah. Give us
but
your
anyway, before the fish can get up the stream, mm-hmm. the seals have learned, there's about 1,000 of them, they're protected sea lions, so they can't really kill them. They have learned to come here every year when they're mating and eat all the salmon. And apparently last year they lost 4% of the salmon stock because the sea lions ate them. But my thing is now they want to execute them. They want to kill all the sea lions.
Okay, for a state that won't kill a person like Charles Manson, but they have no problem with fucking killing the fuck out of seals that are protected.
Protected and that are... outsmarting humans by breaking into their dams.
What the fuck is up with that?
That's fucked up, isn't it?
I mean, a man that kills or gets these people to kill somebody and they take care of his ass for years and years and years, but they want to fucking just...
They won't remove the 1,000 lost sea lions?
I know.
I mean, well, I was watching...
Relocate them.
Yeah, and I was watching it online, and
immigrants.
A person from the Humane Society was saying, it doesn't matter if you remove them or not, they know how to get here now. So you need to build a way to keep them from getting up.
Close
there.
The door. Build a wall.
Right. Duh. Build a dam that's higher than them.
Yes.
I mean, that's the best way, but you know what?
It's that's not pretty my money. Fucking sad,
it's,
ain't it?
Yeah, it's very sad that
seals outsmart people.
Right, and
we're supposed to be
salmon,
a higher life form.
These salmon that they are spawning, I guess that's what it's called. What fish do, they spawn, I don't know.
Another word for fucking.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fish fucking. sushi.
Ew. Is fish fucking like two lesbians getting it on?
Yes, I would say so.
So does that mean all salmon are lesbians?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And for so, from some of the users that don't know what the term fish is, it's a gay term for females.
Yeah, and we try not to use it as derogatory because it's just a simple, fun word for us.
Yes.
But there may be some lesbians out there that would probably kick our ass if we called them a fish.
Oh, I wouldn't call them a fish to their face.
Oh. Well, how gay of you, China.
I would whisper it. I don't fuck with
lesbians. They don't play.
Oh, hell no.
Especially the 18-wheeler trucker type ones.
Oh, goddamn. Hell yeah, because you even look at their girlfriend. You could be gay, the gayest gay flaming fag in drag, and they will look at you like, I'm going to kick your ass if you go
right,
quit looking at my girl.
What the fuck? You're looking at my girl?
I know.
Look, they could tear down Andre the Giant if they had to.
Oh, my God.
Of course,
God.
He's dead now, but back
probably
in the day
what happened
when
to
he was alive. Yeah, maybe a lesbian did take him down. Oh, poor Andre. Aww.
Lesbian
what if they
aside.
Like rubbed their pussies all over his? Well, he probably liked that. He was straight.
Yeah, he was straight.
So he probably liked the fact that they rubbed their pussies all over his nose.
Got him all wet before he died.
That's not right. But anyway, tangent. Oh my God. But what do you think? What do you guys think about the sea lions? Do you think that they should actually be killed? I think that's kind of shitty. It's not right.
No. I mean, at least try to relocate them. That would be my vote.
Right.
I mean.
So
I mean,
anyway,
goddamn, the fish are going to fucking keep fucking and fucking just
right,
like straight
well,
people.
All right, they have protected sea lions eating endangered salmon. So it doesn't matter what they do, the sea lions are protected.
Right.
The endangered salmon are protected because you can't kill them.
Exactly.
Why are they trying to, I mean, are they trying to get the population up and then allow people to hunt them? Is that what's happening? Because
oh no, it's America being greedy because they're like, oh my God, the seals are eating the fish for free. No. We need to, we need to build the supply up so
we
can catch them and sell them.
We need to charge you for that
because we have to eat.
Right.
Fucking
so
humans.
What they want to do is probably grow them, sell them to SeaWorld, so they could eat. So the sea lions at SeaWorld could eat them.
Yes.
So someone can make a profit off
of it. That's right. It's all about the profit, baby.
That's gross. That's disgusting. Okay, I don't know if you guys just heard this, and Gina almost fell over seat because she got really scared. My cats are, like, having a fit right now. They're, like, chasing each other. I don't know what the deal is, but they need to stop it because Gina's getting really nervous.
Well, I just heard one of them sound like it was running around in a box.
Box?
Yeah, box.
Like do you like the munch box?
A munch box?
Lesbians like the munch box.
Yes,
do
they
you?
Do.
You
carpet
do?
Munchers.
You do?
I've done it before, yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
What was it like?
Wet.
And?
Sticky.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And you didn't gag?
It was, huh?
You didn't gag?
No. It was actually like getting a really big, gigantic cum shot.
That's
it gets really wet.
Not right. Okay, we need to stop this right now because I don't want to talk any more about that shit. Not a snort. a snort.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. I had to pause because my friend Samantha stopped by. But she was like telling us about a guy named Bravo, which is a guy that I know and that she knows. Well, anyway, he was accused of stabbing someone, so he's in jail and she wanted to see his picture online. You could always do that at polksheriff.org for anyone that's in Polk County. And let me tell you, those pictures are really hot.
Yes.
Especially the meth users.
Yes.
That's hot.
He had a big knife, too.
Oh, really big knife that he stabbed the person with.
Yes. Stabbed her right in the twat.
Ugh. Anyway, she was talking about, because she is visiting a guy that's in jail or something. It's one of her friends. And he was talking about how the inmates are giving away, like, Swiss rolls and zebra cakes and all that stuff to this, like, really big guy that is gay in jail. And that he's giving people blowjobs for the cakes.
Sweets and for sex.
I personally died laughing because it was so funny to hear her talk about it. Samantha, she's a country girl. She's from, you know, she was raised in Polk City.
Oh,
you know,
God.
That's like crazy. It's almost as bad as Fort Meade.
Yes, it is. It's probably a little bit more redneck than Fort Meade.
Oh, yeah. I mean, these people, they go out and like hunt hogs and gut them, and they have dogs that kill the hogs, and they go to mud bogging, and they go out camping, and all that.
Cages in the back of their trucks.
Yeah,
I don't think that's really
dogs.
For the dogs, because you know, most of the time the dogs are on top. I think it's really for the guys.
Oh yeah, for the guys. The guys.
I think they really like getting in those cages. I think they like being in those cages because you never see dogs in there.
I never see
They're
dogs.
Always on top.
I thought they were for the hogs. Maybe
and you
not.
Know what? Did you know that hunters do it with their dogs?
They do it with their dogs.
Yes.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Anyway, she was talking about that, so we started talking about jail rape, and she said, yeah, and a lot of people in the jail say, oh, I'm not gay because I did it in jail. What do you think about that, Chyna?
Oh, I would definitely do it in jail.
No, what do you think about the people that say they're not gay because they did it in jail?
Oh, please. That's like me saying that I'm like completely straight.
Right. It's not happening.
Not happening.
Yeah, they're a little curious, and they're just...
That's,
you know,
why they're in jail to begin with.
Right.
You know, the underlying thing was they got caught because they wanted to get in jail to get some ass.
Right. That could be it. And that's the only option they have to do is to go to jail and get some ass.
Yeah.
In
Play
Polk
around
County,
and get fucked.
Where we live on a big dick.
Yes.
That's ironic.
I mean, I wouldn't
Maybe
be
they
happy.
Don't want to get fucked. They want to fuck somebody else.
True.
But maybe it's a power trip, but yes. I'm sure. So you would, if you were in jail, what would you go to? All right, first of all, why would you be in jail? What would be the reason you got arrested?
I think it would be fun to be arrested for prostitution.
What? Okay, I wasn't thinking that. I was thinking more of maybe like tax fraud or, you
Oh,
know.
No, I think of prostitution. Fuck with a cop to get him to get to arrest you, because I would definitely want to be in the cell with a cute guy.
Yep, but what
nice
if you're
dick.
What if you're in a jail with like Becky, and she's like big and like
Ew.
Scuzzy and no teeth and got sores all over her face.
I guess
she's
I'll
a
just
meth
have
user.
To like just close my eyes and.
But she doesn't have anything to work with. Not unless she has a really huge clit, I guess maybe.
Well,
but that's still kind of gross.
Yeah.
Becky.
Yeah.
My
that's
name's
why I would,
Becky.
That's why I would rather go to a male's prison.
Yeah, but first you got to go to the intake, and that's male
that's
and female.
That's male and female. Wow.
So you might get Becky.
Oh, yes. I would definitely get raped before I get to my cell. They would rape my ass like,
right.
As soon as they threw me in the slide. Oh, my God. Bend him over and fuck him. He's done. She
if I were going to be in jail, it would probably be for... some kind of traffic thing, like either speeding. Well, I got pulled over a few weeks ago,
like,
and
trafficking stuff,
yeah.
Like, you know, carrying
not trafficking
shit.
Drugs.
Okay.
No, I mean actually driving issues.
Okay. Okay.
Because a few weeks ago, I was driving on 60 going to Fort Lauderdale, and I accidentally went over the speed limit by about 38 miles an hour. And the police officer wasn't too happy, and I don't know why, but anyway, he knocked down a few miles, but I still have to take the driver's course,
mm-hmm.
And that's like $30, so I have to go online, find a great driving course. If anyone knows of a great driving course online that I could take and get a certificate and take it to the courthouse, can you please email me at foulmonkeys@gmail.com, because I really need to find the cheapest and fastest way to go.
Yes, I actually, now that you mention that, it's kind of funny because I seen on the news tonight that they were talking about this guy that he's ahead of that department and also the Florida Highway Patrol, and the fact that there's a conflict of interest because the little driving thing that they give out to the students in
mm-hmm.
school has this nice little ad that his wife bargained for.
What kind of ad?
For driving school.
Oh, wait a minute.
Online driving school.
Oh, so when they get a ticket, he gives the ad to them, to the person that received the ticket. Is
well,
that
it's for the like the students in school when they're going through driving school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's convenient, huh?
Of course.
That's nice and crooked of someone. Thanks, government.
I know, fuckers.
I'm about sick of you people.
I know.
I don't even get started about Bush. We can't go into that because that's like a four-hour show.
I do have to commend someone that when I was driving over here to come do the show tonight, that they had a sign out on the road and it said, Bush is a war pig. He's a fucking asshole, too. But that's my opinion.
Maybe we should say that because we may get in trouble if someone reports us talking about Bush. You know, you're not supposed to talk about the president in that way.
This is America. I thought we had freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, I got tested for the freedom of speech when he was first elected because the Secret Service came to my house because of my freedom of speech. I'm doing quotation marks. You can't see it, but freedom of speech.
Yes, he's doing freedom of speech.
We'll have to talk about that on another show because it's a long, drawn-out process, and it was scary as hell. I will never, ever, ever post anything online about the president ever again.
It's not like he's fucking God.
Well, apparently that day he was.
See, excuse me, but he's a fucking human being. I mean, guess... to some extent have respect for him because he is the idiot president, which I have to say that he is a very good thing to show the rest of the world that America, you know, in America, even a retard can become president.
That's great. I like that. So retarded people have the ability to get
to be president,
a job. And president, I mean...
and get paid a lot of money to do it.
That's nice.
Just get up there and, you know, talk about putting food on your family.
My name is George Bush and I'm president.
Yeah.
That's kind of sweet. I'm glad the United States can do that. So.
Shows we're very passionate.
Very passionate about
retards.
Oh,
maybe but we love you.
Yeah, we love you all.
That is nothing against retards, you know.
It's more about Bush than retards.
Yes.
But thank you, retards.
We love you.
Well, unfortunately, our friends, it's time for us to end this episode.
Yes, it's time to say goodbye.
And so we thought we would just give you a little bit of information. Our pilot episode, we looked on our website and we have tracking of that. And it looks like that 39 people have either downloaded it or listen to the feed, or download it from the website. Is that how that works right now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thank you, monkey lovers.
Thank you very much. And then episode one, 24 people have either downloaded it, got it from the feed, or listened to it from our website.
Please
make sure when you listen to our episodes on the website that you leave comments on our website, because we really want to see what people think of our show, if people like it, if we need to improve something. Please let us know.
Yes. And also to let you know, when we first started up the website and everything, we had unfortunately marked that whenever you leave a comment that you had to register. Well, that no longer applies. So if you've been to the website and you want to leave a comment but you didn't want to have to register, don't worry about that. We took care of that. You do not have to register now. You can leave a comment without actually having to register.
Or putting in your name, email address, and all that crap. Because I don't like doing that. China doesn't like doing that.
No.
And you fucking shouldn't have to do it either.
Exactly. So we fix that shit for you people, our fans.
Right.
We love y'all.
We love you. Oh my God, our fans.
Yes.
We can say we have fans.
Yes.
But just to remind you that you can always email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. You can also visit our website at www.foulmonkeys.com.
Yes.
And also, special news is that we are now on iTunes. If you go in and you type in Foul Monkeys in a search, you will find us. Subscribe, and every time that you update your podcast, you will have the new episode of Foul Monkeys.
Yes.
Not for sure how often we're going to come out with them. I think...
Dunbar, go away.
My dog's trying to be in the show. What the hell? Anyway... hi, James. Or actually download. Or
right. Posting to the web.
Yes. I can't even think. It's the end of the show and I can't think. I'm drained.
Yes.
But anyway, I think what we're going to do is we're going to do like 5 or 6 episodes this week. Have them on backtrack. We're going to upload on Sunday to be available on Monday. upload on Wednesday to be available on Thursday on iTunes.
Yes, that is our goal right now.
You should have them on Mondays and Thursdays.
Yes, unless you want to stay up and wait for them when they come out on Sunday.
Which, be the first if you're going to do that, I think you need to send us an email.
Yes.
Or record yourself, if you can, and send us a comment so we can play it on the phone or on the computer.
Yes.
As soon as we learn how to do that.
Right, yes.
But also, Gina, I think we really need to say thank you to a really special person again.
Yes, someone who has brought us to you.
And that would be Chris in Orlando.
Yes.
We haven't gotten his information yet for the web hosting site or anything like that. But we still want to say thank you very much for him, because he has given us so much information. He has done a lot of things for us, so we really need to plug him into this.
Yeah, like I said, he has definitely brought us to you. He has gave you the Foul Monkeys.
He is a true fan.
Yes.
He is wonderful.
Yes, we love you.
But all of you are wonderful, too.
Yes.
So if you want to maybe top him, maybe one day when we get a post office box or something, maybe you can like send us something in the mail.
Which actually, we actually have one.
We do?
Yes. You can send any snail mail that you'd like to Defoul Monkeys at P.O. Box 3498, that's Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Wow, Gina, when did you do that?
It's a little secret.
Oh, okay. Well, I had no idea. I'm the producer of the show, and you have to run everything by me, goddammit.
Excuse me. I'm half.
Whore.
Yes.
Slut.
Yes. And your point?
Go sweat for fucking Jesus.
I am. I'm getting
anyway,
wet
you
for
guys,
Jesus.
You guys have a good evening, and we will talk to you soon.
And
goodbye.
Again, we love you, and fuck you.